Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from the healthyamerican.org. Before we get underway, just a quick reminder for you to subscribe not only to this channel and my backup channel, which is Living Swell with Peggy Hall, but you can also get on my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. That way we can stay in touch if this channel ever goes down. From time to time, I do like to air what I call a top hit. A top hit is a video that I aired previously that has content that I believe is so important, so compelling that I would like you to see it again and to share the video with others. So without further ado, please enjoy a top hit. Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you streaming live. And you told me that you are so interested in having this discussion about electric vehicles. And that's why I've titled this show, the Zero Emissions Myth. We are going to dive right into that. And I want to thank everybody who sent me information, links, videos, your own stories about electric cars. I'm going to be sharing that with you this evening. And this is a sponsored show. So first, I'm going to share a brief message from my friends over at noblegoldinvestments.com. So we're going to hop right on over there. And they have been a sponsor since the very beginning. And they say that if you had invested in the S&P 500 a year ago, you would be down around more than 20%. If you had invested in Bitcoin a year ago, you would be down more than 65%. And if you invested in the Dow a year ago, you would be down almost 10%. So the conclusion is that gold has outperformed them all in 2022, and silver was not far behind. So what are you waiting for? It's time to join the thousands of others that have opened a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments. If you invest with Noble Gold Investments before the end of this month, you are going to get a free 1/4 ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You cannot go wrong with Noble Gold Investments, and there are thousands of 5-star reviews. And if you're not ready to invest, that's not a problem. You can download their free guide right here. And the link will be in the description box for you, or give them a call here. It's 877-646-5347. I've interviewed the CEO of this company a couple of times here on my show. It is a family-owned company, so I hope that you will check it out if this is something that is of interest to you. Friends, what is of interest to most of you is because you've told me in your emails and comments on this channel that you want to dive into this electric car scenario, and you want to find out more about this zero emissions myth. Now, in the state of California, where I live, it's absolutely stunning how quickly they are pushing on this getting rid of gas-powered vehicles and then going into electric vehicles. Let me know if you or someone you know owns an electric vehicle. If it's a hybrid, why did you buy it? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? And I'm going to be doing a series of videos because there is so much to dive into. In fact, I did a video in, let me bring that up to you. It was July of 2021. And I called that Get Ready for Electrification because I predicted that that was going to be the next hogwash that they were going to slosh all over us. This is airing on BitChute. I think for some reason it got taken down off of YouTube. So you can still see it here. And I would just start the video about halfway through because the beginning point I'm talking about other stuff. But the main thing is that they have been putting this on the agenda for another way to really control us. So that I talked about nearly 2 years ago. A lot of you have been talking about this for even longer. So I will be having a whole series of videos because there is a lot that's going on that's very troubling. I'll give you a little sneak peek. For example, not only on your electric dryer and your electric washer, your electric stove, your electric appliances are going to be coming with the QR code. And this is going to be something that they are going to be able to track how much electricity, not just how much you're using in your house, but how much each appliance is using. That probably is going to set you up for some kind of moratorium so that if you hit your limit, like your allotted amount of electricity for that time, they're just going to shut it off. That's something that probably is going to happen down the road. But let me do this. I want to start out by saying, I'm going to do a lot of videos on this because there's a lot of different areas that I want to dig into. And today I want to talk about the myth of the zero emissions vehicle. So there's no such thing. And I want to also start out by reading you a story that just came in from a lovely, healthy American. I love getting your emails. You can email me support@thehealthyamerican.org. And I just copied and pasted this here. And she said, and I'll show you a couple of pictures too. So she said, "Hi, Peggy, I'm so excited for your video tomorrow on electric vehicles. I have a specific interesting topic that not many are speaking about, which infuriates me." She said, "I went to the giant supermarket in Yardley, Pennsylvania, and I was disgusted by the sight of two high resolution 55-inch high definition displays announcing Giant's free to use." Oh yeah, really free. You know, and I know it's coming from our tax dollars, because all of that was in the Inflation Reduction Act. There were billions of dollars, certainly millions and millions of dollars that are going to companies like this giant supermarket. They're not doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They got money from you and me, and the money that was printed out of thin air in order to promote this kind of stuff. I'm going to be covering that in another video where I'm going to be sharing with you that website that is promoting all of this. And I think it's called Renewing America or Electrifying America, something like that. That will be an upcoming video. So that's why I believe this giant supermarket had the money to do these free charging stations. She said they installed EV charging stations right next to the handicap spots. I'm going to show you a picture of that in just a moment. She wrote, "I sat in shock while I witnessed an elderly woman with a cane get out of her car, and she got caught up in the charging cord because they installed these right next to the handicap spots." I mean, what kind of brainiac came up with that? She said, "This is nothing but a hazard for handicapped people. Why are the electric vehicle spots wider than the handicap spots?" She says, "Who is paying for the free charging as well as the electricity to run the new high definition displays?" That's right. Look at the hypocrisy. They're using the electricity to run these high definition displays. In today's economy, families are pinching pennies to make ends meet, and due to the rising cost of food. Meanwhile, at the Giant in Yardley, Pennsylvania, they give electric cars priority spots, which benefit the elite over the many. Will they further segregate customers who are unable to afford an electrical car and make them park in the back of the lot? That's probably going to come, my friends. She writes, "We all know that the majority of government electric car tax credits are claimed by those earning at least $100,000 a year annually." And that's true. I've read those statistics as well. She says that she wrote to the president of Giant Supermarket, and here's the reply. "The two parking places that were installed in this store, as well as others across the company, were done to accomplish a few things. One, of course, is giving a destination for individuals who use electric vehicles, as the national infrastructure to support this technology is underdeveloped." No kidding. Talk about putting the cart before the horse. "The second piece is to give us a new platform to communicate customer-facing messages to all customers." So these giant display scenes, screens are brand new. And you know, and I know that they are paid for by tax dollars. The Giant supermarket president wrote, "The overall spot for the disabled customer includes the unloading area, which we use white stripes to signify, as your photo showed, and fueled," how do you like that expression that he used? "Fueled by our desire to be inclusive, we try to have," oh yes, inclusive. "We try to have EV stations next to disabled parking spots for those who will need it." Did he answer the question? Did he say why he put them next door to the handicap spots? No, he didn't. Then he says this most ridiculous sentence. I can't even believe it. "As you can imagine, individuals who choose to use electric vehicles are also potentially disabled." Oh my gosh. And they're also potentially not disabled. The whole just lack of any logic whatsoever. Then the Healthy American writes, "As I was leaving Giant supermarket, I walked with an 87-year-old veteran named Jack to his car. He was parked in the eighth spot beyond the EV priority spot. Why are they giving able-bodied people spots closest to Giant? Because they can afford an electric car? As a company, they should be embarrassed. Giant should be thanking the veterans for your ability to make such careless and inconsiderate decisions go unchecked." That's what she was saying to the veteran. And then she says, I've read that the Volta charging stations are a part of Giant's sustainability initiative. This is laughable since every electric vehicle and most hybrid vehicles rely on large lithium ion batteries weighing hundreds of pounds. One of the largest, the battery for the Mercedes-Benz EQC, comes in at 1,400 pounds for the battery. Typically made with cobalt, nickel, and manganese, among other components, these batteries cost thousands of dollars and come with an environmental burden. They require ingredients sourced from polluting mines and smelters around the world, and they contaminate soil and water supplies when improperly disposed of. Additionally, none of the lithium ion batteries in electric vehicles are recyclable, and in that same sense that paper, glass, and lead car batteries are. At this time, only around half of the material in the batteries is currently extracted and repurposed, meaning those batteries are just put into the landfill. They're not even really recycled. And with the result is that if nothing is being done, there could be a massive health and environmental crisis. She said these Volta electric charging stations are nothing more than an energy storage system. They do not make electricity. And that's what I talked about yesterday as well. They store electricity produced elsewhere, primarily by coal, uranium, natural gas powered plants, or diesel fueled generators. To say that an EV is a zero emissions vehicle and is sustainable is not at all valid. So let me show the pictures. And I want to thank that Healthy American for that lovely summary, because that's exactly the point that I'm making this evening. So let me share my screen and we'll take a look at this picture. So here is the handicapped spot. Here is the EV charging station. And this is that Volta charging station, and the supermarket is right there. It's absolutely, and look at how tiny the handicap spot is compared to the electric charging spot. Absolutely stunning. So I wanted to lead off with that email because I want to thank all of you lovely Healthy Americans who support me, who send the emails. You also send me cards and letters in the mail. There's a link for you at the in the description box below if you would like to use snail mail. So let me also start with this. There is a concept called incrementalism. Let me know if you've heard of that before. It's what we're living in. Incrementalism is exactly what it sounds like. These changes are made in increments. They're made so slowly, although they've accelerated in the last few years, they're made so slowly that you almost don't notice them, or they're just a little bit of a bother or an irritation. For example, that parking space, well, there's one. You're like, well, it's kind of a bother, but it's only one. And then in a few months, there will be two. And before you know it, that whole row, all of the parking spots closest to the store will be just for the electric vehicles. That's one example of incrementalism. So another example is putting out all of these electric cars and making them like sexy, right? Like, oh, the Tesla. And you know, you're really cool if you drive a Tesla. Many people have commented that it is a type of virtue signaling, meaning if you're driving an electric vehicle, you can feel good about yourself because you're doing something good for the economy, or so you think. And as that writer so eloquently stated, batteries don't create electricity. They store electricity. Electricity is created through gas. Please don't call it fossil fuel. There's something called abiotic oil. I will be doing a separate video on that. You can also do some research on it. It's never been proven that oil is a limited supply. Of course, Rockefeller, who started gas exploration, oil exploration, and so forth, had to make it appear as though it was scarce and limited so that they could charge a lot of money for it. And that's a topic for a whole nother video, but just know that oil is not it is an inexhaustible resource, just like our water. And that's another thing. Of course, there's poor water management, but water is never being created. It's already was created by God, and it takes different forms like ice or vapor or water, but it never goes away. You can't get rid of it. Whatever you water in the grass goes down into the groundwater. That's also a topic that I've spoken on before, the hydrologic cycle. But the point is, coal or oil or gas, and to a very, very, very small degree, the windmills and solar energy, which are very, very inefficient, very toxic, very talk about harmful to the environment, and talk about the amount of energy that's created in order, that has to be created in order to create, you know, windmills and solar panels. And if you have solar panels on your house, you know what? Good for you. I know you got a government handout for them. And if you're like, oh, my electricity bill is less, well, that's okay. I'm not going to do it because of these things that I've researched. But the fact is, there's no such thing. There should be free electricity. I believe it's in the air. We have electric charges all over us, and it's in the ground as well. And they're not allowing us to have access to that freely. Another topic for another day. But the point I'm trying to make is this: batteries hold electricity. They don't create electricity. And I'm going to dig into that a little bit more. In fact, let me look at my notes, because I feel that I want to be a little more organized in my comments here. Let me share another couple of photos with you, and then we'll dive in a little deeper. So this came from New World Odor. I like that. That I think that's somebody on maybe on Twitter. Of course, I call it New World Disorder. And here's the photo. In California, you need a gas generator to charge your $120,000 electric supercar because the grid is overloaded. You got to love the irony. Because in California, the governor said, oh, you should reduce your electricity because the grid is overloaded. Don't charge your electric cars, after telling everybody to buy them. So here you go. And I've got another photo here as well, the Teslas catching on fire. Now, that's been in the news quite a bit, and I'm wondering why they're pushing these stories as well. But here is something else that I wanted to share with you. Speaking of the governor, this was yesterday. He had this tweet that said, as California goes, so goes the world. And he linked to a story on Yahoo saying the European Union bans the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035. Well, in California, they're banning them as of 2030. Yes, you're probably wondering why I'm not packing my bags at this very moment. So I have an older car. I do not have all the doodads. I don't like all of the computerized stuff. I don't like the tracking devices. I don't like the nannies, as they're called. I have an older car, fully paid for, that I'll probably drive forever. And I am never going to go electric. But what I really loved about this story were all of the comments. And they say, oh, says the guy who had to beg people to conserve electricity last summer, just 6 months ago. California's knockoff Trudeau can't even keep the lights on. Now he's going to add more load to the grid. As California goes down the toilet, so will those that follow. Think of how many fewer car and truck gas tanks there will be on the roads in the USA when all the vehicles are electric. And people saying, you are the worst, most corrupt governor California has ever seen. So it just goes on and on and on. The average new car buyer earns $150,000 a year, $250,000 for electric vehicles. Most people buy used cars. Not only are the electric vehicle rebates government subsidies for the rich, electric vehicle mandates, how do you like that word, will make driving simply not feasible for low and middle income people, who will be left with a used fleet of gas cars and soaring gasoline prices as supply dwindles. Many of these people will be forced to move closer to their work in cities where public transit is lackluster. Housing is already scarce, and California makes it nearly impossible to build. This commenter says, I work in automotive. EVs are the future with or without government manipulation. I don't believe that's true. And I'm going to tell you why. He said something very important, which is why I wanted to share this. And this is going back to incrementalism. So that means doing things step by step by step by step. So step number one, they introduce electric cars. They make them all sexy. They're really expensive. And it's kind of a status symbol. And then they drive up the gasoline prices to tell people, oh, look how expensive it is that you're driving a gas guzzler. Why don't you be smart and you'll get an electric vehicle and you'll never have to pay for gas again. Yeah, but you have to pay for electricity. And I'm going to show you in just a moment how much that costs. And then, so that's incrementalism. Then they want to get rid of natural gas, especially in California, and they've jacked up the prices. They added on a $100 surplus charge just right out of the blue on everybody's gas bill, as far as I understand it, at least in the area where I live. Everybody on Facebook was, you know, texting and emailing, did all of your prices, you know, double and quadruple? And they absolutely did. So they're going to drive up the cost of natural gas, of gasoline, because they want everybody to go electric. Then the incrementalism of giving these incentives. And then the other thing, as I said, there is this Electrify America new coalition that's going on to give money to big companies to really promote, you know, going into these electric vehicles. So I want to hear from you. Why do you think that is happening? I believe that it's because they want to control people, right? That's exactly what they want to do. You can store gasoline, maybe not forever, but you can have like a propane, like a really huge propane tank. If you're in a rural area, you can have stored gasoline cans in your car. I know a lot of people do drive with gasoline in their car, like in a container in case they run out of gas. And you can have some electricity stored in batteries, but it's not as easy as you do with gasoline. And it's also, gasoline is not centrally controlled. You have all these independent operators that are selling gas, but if you have everything that's going to be controlled by the electric grid, you know, and I know that electric grid can be shut off very easily. So let me continue to go down my laundry list and then I'll take a look at your comments here. So that incrementalism is something that you need to be on the lookout for. We saw it over the last couple of years with cooties, where they started out, oh, one person was sick in China. Oh, then they got sick here. Then they got sick in your county. And then we're going to shut down even if nobody's sick. And then bit by bit by bit by bit, they rolled out the cocktails. And at first, oh gosh, I don't even want to go to that PTSD of thinking about all that. They were having lotteries and all these other things in order to incentivize people to do that. And then it became very strict where you couldn't even keep your job unless you complied or unless you went through the Healthy American and you learned about how to stand up for your rights and be exempt from all of that. But they're doing that now where they are doing carrots and sticks. And the carrot is giving you the, you know, these rebates and making it real sexy to drive the car. And then the stick is that the gasoline prices are going to be very high. Probably your car insurance is going to be going up higher if you're driving a gasoline powered car. And let's go on with some of these other things. So I just want to really help everyone understand. And if you've purchased an electric vehicle or a hybrid and you like it, that's your choice. I am against having this be required by the government. Whereas here in California, they want to get rid of all electrical vehicles. I might have the year wrong. I thought it was 2030, but it doesn't matter. They're going after it anyway. The hypocrisy of calling them zero emissions vehicles. Well, maybe as you're driving, there's nothing coming out of a tailpipe because there's no tailpipe. On a related matter, these cars are very dangerous because they are silent. And if you're walking and you are ready to cross the street or you hear a car driving, listening to cars drive by, that's part of noticing that there is a car. And if you're not hearing it, let's say you're just walking in your neighborhood and there's a car parked in the driveway and you don't hear it and it starts to back up. Well, if you heard the engine running, you'd sort of look or something. That's just a side thing, but it's very, very troubling to me. I do not care for these silent vehicles. And here we go. Let's talk a little bit about the battery, and then we'll talk about some of the inconveniences of the car. So these are made with rechargeable batteries. And as our lovely Healthy American so succinctly wrote in, they're made with lithium ion and nickel metal oxide and nickel cadmium. Now, here in California, the governor also just did this giant push for Lithium Valley. You've heard of Silicon Valley? Well, they're doing Lithium Valley in the Palm Springs area. And I actually drove through there. It was about last year. And we saw all of this mining going on. I didn't even know it was going on at the time. And it's at an area called Salton Sea. And they're revitalizing that area to mine the lithium. So think about that. These batteries contain metals and elements that come from the earth that have to be mined. What do you think is powering the equipment to mine, to create the mines and to get those minerals and elements out of the earth? Do you think it's solar power and wind power? It's electricity that comes from energy that's made with gas and oil and coal. Friends, there's no such thing as a free lunch. In yesterday's video, I talked about taking $100 out of one pocket and putting it in the other pocket and saying, now I have $200. You don't. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as zero emissions. Think about all of the pollution that is created in those mines. So there's no such thing as zero emissions. You simply took the energy and the pollution in one pocket and you put it in the other. And then you emptied out your pocket and said, look, no pollution. It's a farce. It's a fraud. And it's fake and phony. So if you want to drive the car, drive it. But don't go around thinking that you're saving the earth. You're not saving the earth. They're mining the earth to get more of these minerals. And they're doing it all over the world, not just in California. The other thing is, talk about saving the earth. All batteries are what's called self-discharging. They're constantly leaking their energy and those toxic metals into the environment. That's why if you have batteries, you can't throw them away in the trash. You're supposed to put them in the hazardous waste bin, all right? And a typical electric vehicle battery weighs around 1,000 pounds. It contains 25 pounds of lithium, 60 pounds of nickel, 44 pounds of manganese, 30 pounds of cobalt, 200 pounds of copper. And you know how expensive copper is, and 400 pounds of aluminum, steel, and plastic. Hello, do you think you're saving the environment with all that plastic? The hypocrisy is astounding. Inside the battery are over 6,000 individual lithium ion cells. All of these toxic components come from mining. To manufacture each electric vehicle battery, you must process 25,000 pounds of brine for lithium. That's why they're doing it down in that Salton Sea. Around 30,000 pounds of ore for cobalt, 5,000 pounds of ore for nickel, and 25,000 pounds of ore for copper. All told, you dig up 500,000 pounds of the Earth's crust for just one battery. How do you like them apples? What's that? Yes, them are pretty rotten apples. I read that 68% of the world's cobalt, which is a significant part of the battery, comes from the Congo. Their mines have no pollution controls and they employ children to do this handling of the toxic material. And so that's the basics of what goes into that battery. Now, remember I talked about that incrementalism. So they start out, you know, they increase the gas prices, they make electric vehicles all sexy. And then remember carpool lanes? I mean, they still exist, but that was part of the incrementalism from years ago, trying to tell people that, you know, carpooling is going to save the planet. Well, I commuted for a long time on the freeways of Southern California, and the carpool lanes didn't help with the flow of traffic. So people were driving in the carpool lanes while the others were stuck in traffic. And I'm like, I'm being discriminated against just because I don't have somebody that works where I work that on the same route, or I don't have a family that's in the car with me. Why should I be discriminated against? And it's probably better for the entire flow of traffic instead of me sitting there using up more gas, going more slowly and spending more time on the freeway just to open up that lane. So that's another example of the incrementalism, making natural gas the enemy. And of course, attributing all of this to global climate change when the government is the one that's doing the global climate change by spraying the air with these nasty chemicals. And if you're not sure about that, just I offer the challenge that for the next, let's say, 7 to 10 days, every day you go outside and in the morning you take a picture of the sky and in the afternoon you take a picture of the sky and you look to see if there has been any change in terms of milkiness, haze, and so forth. I do a lot of these images on my Facebook page, so I hope that you'll find me there. So the other thing is, of course, the government wants to control our movement by controlling how we travel in our cars. There was a really great article in the Wall Street Journal about a year ago from a woman who said, I did an experiment and I did a 4-day cross-country trip in an electric vehicle and I spent more time charging my car than I did sleeping. So we'll talk about that as well. Before we go on, I need to say that all of this, in my view, is based on a fraudulent argument that we have to reduce the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. Friends, CO2 is not a harmful gas. In fact, it is the molecule of life. We are made of carbon. Carbon dioxide is what is needed in order for the plants to flourish. That is oxygen for the plants. It's oxygen for the grass. It's oxygen for the crops. It's oxygen for the trees. anyone here that runs a greenhouse in any, here's another challenge. Just go online to any landscaping company or whatever and type in CO2 canisters. You can buy a canister of CO2 to put in your greenhouse. Why? To increase the yield. So this idea that CO2 is harmful for the planet has never been proven, just like cooties has never been proven, just like the cocktail has never been proven to work, just like the test has never been proven to test for what they say. None of that. It's all hogwash, I tell you. So the entire argument is based on fraud. Now, I don't want the planet to be polluted. I'm a surfer. I'm a swimmer. I like to be out in the environment. I like to take walks. I don't want to sit next to a polluted stream or swim in a polluted ocean. I frankly haven't seen a lot of that in the decades that I've been alive and in the surfing around the world. I have not seen those polluted oceans that you see on all these documentaries and everything. But the fact is, I don't want to see trash bags strewn and cigarette butts on the ground and all of that, but it's really overblown. So they're using that to prey on people's emotions, just like they will use other topics like fear regarding your health. So I told you that the Inflation Reduction Act is giving billions of dollars to bribe people to get rid of gas, natural gas, hiking up the prices, making it the enemy, and to go electric. They're going to put QR codes in all of your appliances to measure your usage. Here's the problem. They're telling us that there's not enough electricity. If there are rolling blackouts already, and we're supposed to reduce our electricity usage, in California, we're not supposed to use our major appliances until after, I think it's like 9 p.m. or something. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Oh, honey, I think I'm going to stay up for the next 3 hours and do the laundry. I mean, it's just bizarre. And then they want you to have electric vehicles. So it's absolutely, they're hypocrites. Oil is not scarce. That's another one of their fraudulent premises that's never been proven. And please, for heaven's sake, stop calling it fossil fuel. It doesn't come from fossils. That just drives this, you know, ancient old earth theory, which has never been proven. We can talk about that at another time. But if that's the truth, then why not just raid all of the old graveyards for oil? Right? The graveyards that have been around for a couple hundred years. Isn't there oil in them, our hills? I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. So let's talk about the problems of the electric vehicles. Okay. I didn't mean for this to be a really long video, but let's just dig into this. All right. First of all, they're really expensive. Who can afford an electric vehicle? And once the battery dies, if you're going to replace that battery, it's super expensive. It's going to cost you another $15,000 to put in a battery. So no, I don't see that an electric vehicle is going to be in the realm for most people anyway. The batteries don't last very long. And they would have to be replaced, or you have to get a new car. When this woman wrote her article about the road trip, she could not find the places to charge her car. And she had all these apps on her phone, and they would tell her to go to these charging stations, and then they would be full. She'd say, all the charges are full. So then she would have to wait to charge her car. So not only did it take about an hour to actually charge the vehicle, how long does it take you to fill up for the tank of gas? I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes at the most, even if there's a little bit of a line. Then she had to wait an extra half an hour to have one of those chargers be free. So she spent 90 minutes, as she says, killing time. Friends, time is more valuable than money. Your time is your money. It doesn't even make sense to me. They are stealing your time. They are stealing your life. What are you going to do for that 90 minutes? Be on Twitter, Facebook, sit in some kind of greasy spoon cafe next door and have a donut and coffee? So the length of time to charge, for me, that's a no-brainer right there. Why would you do that? Then people are going to say, well, you can charge them at home. Oh, it costs about $1,500 to put an electric charger in your house. And then you're going to have to pay for the electricity. Now, where I live in Southern California, my electricity rates are 60 cents per kilowatt hour. All right. I read that that's about three times higher than most of the country, which is around 20 cents per kilowatt hour. I did a video on that previously, and I showed you all of the rates. So I would be spending three times more. And of course, our gasoline is at least twice as much, if not three times more than most other states, because of our taxes on gasoline. So it takes a long time to charge that vehicle. And then it doesn't hold the charge very long. You can only drive about 200 miles. Well, that's not very safe. What if you have to evacuate? out of Ohio after a chemical explosion was released from a train derailment. How are you going to be able to travel 200 miles? Yeah, it doesn't make sense. They call this range anxiety. There's even a name for it with people that have electric cars, and they start to get nervous when they're driving and they can't find a place to charge. And especially some people were saying in Los Angeles, it's hard to find places that are not full that you can go to. So the question is, where am I going to get the fuel? And I love that they're calling it fuel when it's such a weird word to use, I think, instead of where am I going to get the charge? Then they'll have these charging places and you go to them and they're out of service, they're broken, they go really slow. And then I also heard from people saying it says that they got a full charge, but they didn't. They only got 80% of a charge and they were charged for 100% of it. Also, the range estimate in the car is off. It will tell you, yo, you have 50 more miles before you have to charge. And then suddenly you have 5 miles before you have to charge. And that battery is constantly draining. You can't use your air conditioner. You can't use your whatever devices, you know, onboard devices or what have you. So all of that has to be shut off as you're driving. Then even if you're at home and you've got your car parked in your garage, that battery is constantly being used because it has to make sure that it's not too hot or not too cold, because that also drains more of the battery. And as I say, it's always leaking those toxic chemicals. Now, once in a blue moon, you might get a gas fume smell, like when you open up your gas tank, but I don't think your car is leaking toxic chemicals out of the gas tank to the extent that it is for an electric vehicle. I wanted to find out, what if you run out of a battery? What if your battery drains? Is the AAA going to come with a can of gas? It says the AAA will tow you to the nearest charging station. That might be 50 miles. It may not be open. It may not be working. And then you have to sit there and wait for another hour and a half or so to get your car charged. Oh, so the name of the article was, I rented an electric car for a 4-day road trip. I spent more time charging it than I did sleeping. And that is the Wall Street Journal by Rachel Wolf. Now, listen to this. It was also noted, and I think this should just be a wake-up call for everybody. What country do you think has the most available charging stations? What's that? The United States? No. Canada? No. Australia? No. You're right. China. China has the most available charging stations. Isn't that interesting? So should we be following China in this path? So a lot of the machines were broken on this person's road trip, slower than expected. They were occupied. All of that, the cost of the car, getting the elements, the danger of the car itself catching on fire. I showed you those, an image of that previously. And then some people are very concerned about the radiation from that battery, the EMF. I had a friend that told me that his wife wanted this electric vehicle. And he noticed, I'm just saying what he told me, he noticed a change in her personality after she started driving that car. He said that she was more irritable. She seemed depressed. She was kind of on edge and she just didn't seem like herself. And I'm like, well, for heaven's sakes, she's sitting on top of a battery driving it all day. That's got to have some sort of impact on you. I don't have the scientific aspects of that right now, friends, but if you do, please let me know in a comment. I think a lot of people are concerned about being in that you know, with a giant battery right there that you basically are sitting on. Okay, talk about the cost. Somebody calculated this out. Now, of course, it all depends on how much the electricity is in your area, how much gasoline is in your area. But they calculated it out saying that for a typical, if you were going to measure, like say 200 miles in a gasoline powered car, 200 miles in your electric vehicle, that it was about $150 for gas. And how much do you think it was for electric? 105. So it is a savings, but I don't think it's an extreme savings. And I would also say that probably a lot of people that drive electric vehicles don't drive that far. Maybe they just use them to get around town. It certainly does not seem suitable for a road trip. So to me, my time is more important than the money. My time sitting there waiting for something to charge. One woman said that she drove for 80 miles out of her way, 80 miles. That's over an hour out of her way to find an electric charging station, just so she could charge her car to get back home. Absolutely ridiculous. all of this is going to tie into the solar and wind power and how they're pushing that as well. Remember Solara, that was given all this money by the big zero several years ago, and they totally went bankrupt. Nothing was ever spent on anything to do with green energy. It probably all went to line the pockets of the cronies and the phonies. And we're going to see so much fraud in this as we have before. So the International Energy Agency says that it takes 6 times the amount of mineral inputs and mining for an electric vehicle over a gas-powered vehicle. And think those materials could be used for something else as well. So I want to finish off by another Healthy American wrote to me and said, electricity means complete control of your mobility. Of course, the gas supply can be curtailed, but it's not centrally controlled. She wrote, gas can be stored and you can keep an older gas-powered car model without the upcoming shutoff switch. And this is the best advice of all. This is what the, remember, I'd like to give you solutions. I don't want to leave you in the spin cycle. So she suggested this, and I completely and wholeheartedly agree. In 2-car families, have at least 1 gas-powered vehicle, right? Doesn't that make sense for your safety? And if you need to, as we say, bug out. My question is, can I get a religious exemption from the electric vehicles? Or is the government going to force me to do it? All right, friends, let's see what say you. Oh my gosh, this is so great to have you on board. Let me make sure I'm on the right account here. Sometimes my computer kicks me off. All right, here we go. oh gosh, Dale says that water will not extinguish a lithium battery. And Kinnan says that there are a lot of videos on the poor children that are doing the mining and they are working for pennies used as slaves. Lou said that the EVs break down or they lose charge. Your only hope is a tow. And what I want to talk about, friends, is I want to talk about the bigger picture, because you are all on it. You're up to date on all of this. But what I want to share with you, be sure that you watch my video here called Get Ready for Electrification. And that was on my backup channel here on BitChute. As I say, just start about halfway through. That's where the real beginning of the video is, where I talk about electrification, what that means, and why they're going to be using that. It's interesting because I do a couple of predictions in a way from 2021, and I'm seeing them come true now. This is the Electrify America. If you want to do a little head start deep digging, I'm going to be covering this in an upcoming video, Electrify America. And then this also, the Rewiring America. Oh, this could not get any more communistic. This is absolutely despicable. It has to come with a vomit warning. I will cover this in detail in an upcoming video. So companies joining the nonprofit Rewiring America in a new consumer outreach and education campaign to connect American households with the Inflation Reduction Act rebates and tax incentives to go electric. Literally, I am getting nauseated, and I'm getting nauseated because I cannot stand the government overreach trying to get its talons, get its grasp into every area of my life. If you want to drive an electric car, go drive one. If you want to get a cooties cocktail, go get one. If you want to get tattoos and piercings and all of that, you know what? That's up to you. I do draw the line where you engage in behavior that the scams and all of that, that led to our increased shutdowns and all of that here in the United States, where people went along with it for so long, paving the way for all of this to come through. But in terms of individual choices, you want to eat a Big Mac instead of a salad, that's fine. But when it comes to the government telling you what you have to do, that's where I draw the line. And they do it through these incentives. It's very sickening to me because I know that in incrementalism, this is only going to grow. So right now it's a rebate, and pretty soon it's going to be a, are you ready for it? Mandate. And you know, and I know that those mandates are fake, phony, and fraudulent, because a mandate can only come from a judge or a law. And if they pass this into law, like they did in California, hang on to your hats. California is being decimated. It's being decimated in the environment, the homelessness, the cost of living, the California of my youth is no longer. And I know many of you have told me about that as well. We do need to fight, and we do that by keeping ourselves informed and then educating others and feeling empowered. So now you know, if you were thinking about getting that electric vehicle, and if you aren't getting one, you can pat yourself on the back and say, hey, I'm not harming the environment after all. Those electric vehicles actually are harming the environment. Over there, we just don't see it, because as we're driving, we're told that we're doing something good, right? For the common good. Oh, you know how I feel about that. All right, friends, signing off for now. Tomorrow is Friday. I will see you then for another live stream. There's so much going on in the news, but I hope you will all go back and watch that video called The Real Tragedy Is This. I filmed it earlier this week, and it's my encouragement to you to take some time away from the headlines. Don't let the headlines drag you under. You have a life to live. Don't let the tyrant steal your soul. Promise me that you're going to take some time to take a break from all of this. But be sure you do tune in. Give me at least 30 minutes, and we will come up with solutions to the spin cycle. And as I say in my video on BitChute, get ready for electrification. I don't want to put you in the spin cycle. I want to take you out, hang you up on the clothesline so you can wave in the breeze and feel yourself free. So that's the image that I have going forward. All right, friends, it's been a lot of fun. I can't wait to see all the rest of your comments. And remember, I've got a free Substack. Thank you to everyone that has already subscribed. I've got a link for you below. It's peggyhall.substack.com. I do long form articles, a lot on what I cover here in video, but also on other topics that I can't put on YouTube because of all of their censorship. And I also want to thank all of you that actually upgraded to a paid subscription. It's the same content. The content is free for everyone, but those of you that wanted to support my work, I thank you. So I'll be back with you tomorrow, everybody. Big shout